Chapter 2 of Endearing Endurance by Steve Caresser. Copyright by ePrinted Books, 2011. My family visited a mobile home a few years back that had been hit by a tornado. It blew the mobile home into a million pieces and left the metal floor beams twisted like pretzels. You could drive 2 miles in any direction and see pieces of that mobile home. After being in our mobile home for only a few weeks after my wife's release from the hospital, while my wife was still hanging in traction and homeschooling our 3 children, I was on my way home from work during a stormy day that had tornado warnings. On the other side of our mobile home, fast approaching it, I could see a fast-moving storm with lightning flashing almost non-stop. I knew it was a tornado, and our mobile home was in its path. I drove as fast as I could toward my home. When I pulled into the driveway, the sky was turning a light green in color, and it appeared calm. Calm enough that I felt relieved. When I stepped from my car, lightning and thunder raged, and the storm pelted me with dime-sized hail. I ran inside the mobile home, where all 3 children were standing around their mom, holding hands, and suddenly it sounded like we were in the agitation of a giant wash machine. The walls were expanding and contracting. I turned the radio up full blast to help drown out the sounds of the agitation and joined hands with my children and wife. We all gasped and held our breath as the window screen to my left busted out, landing against my wife's hospital bed, and with every gust of wind, along with every sound of agitation, it poured nickel-sized hail into the living room, and the window screen to my right busted out, and with each gust and agitation, it poured buckets of water, and the walls were expanding and contracting as if our mobile home was breathing. Reedar, I hadn't felt this helpless since my wife's car accident. I stood holding hands and glancing back and forth in everyone's eyes, and there was absolutely nothing I could do to save us. Husbands and daddies are supposed to save their families. We had a cellar. I could have asked the children to go for the cellar while I waited with their mom. They wouldn't have gone. They had self-sacrificing hearts of gold, and they were taught not to abandon family when they're in trouble. Besides, the lightning was too close, and lightning kills more people each year than tornadoes do. We were caught in the middle of a deadly storm and had no way of escaping the consequences. Reedar, picture frames started rocking back and forth. I saw dishes in the strainer quivering as they rattled. I watched a limb break off the tree and fly past our kitchen window. The walls kept breathing in and out. I heard a tree snap outside. The agitation was getting stronger. Lightning and thunder was intensifying. It's times like this you come to a realization that you are only flesh and blood, and you are not much different than the dirt you walk on, and at any moment we would be torn limb from limb, and there wasn't a thing any of us could do about it. The agitation, it continued, but the hail was replaced with water. Water was now pouring in both windows. The agitation continued, but the walls began breathing less and less. The agitation continued, but the pictures stopped rocking back and forth. The agitation continued, but the lightning and thunder raged less and less. The agitation continued, but the water quit coming in the windows. The agitation continued, but its gusts were getting lighter. The agitation was now in the distance fading away. I turned the radio down, and we began talking with relief in our voices. And 30 minutes later, I heard a car in the distance trying to start. It tried 4 or 5 times, and I realized the tornado had touched down no more than 5 miles from our mobile home. The next morning, on my way to work, while driving down Clifty Road, I saw the damage. Barns and homes damaged, and many trees pulled up and misplaced in other people's yards. Well, it looks as if we escaped another one. Thank you for listening. You have a good day.